Welcome to the Motivation and Success Podcast Show. This is Tom Corson-Knowles, your host for the show and founder of OnlineInternetMarketingHelp.com. Now, today on the show, I'm going to get right into it. I want to share with you something that's going to make the biggest difference in your business. And if you really want to get rich in business or be successful in business or make a lot of money in business or just have a business that lasts and survives and leaves a legacy on this planet, then you need to do something that you're probably not doing right now. And what you need to do is raise your standards. You see, all successful businesses have excellent standards. And I'm not talking about just successful businesses that are just around or teetering on the edge of bankruptcy. I'm talking about businesses that make their owners rich. They have one thing in common, that they have standards of excellence that are far above what any competitors have. So let me give you an example of this. McDonald's. You know, if you know anything about the history of McDonald's, Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, or the guy who actually bought McDonald's from the brothers who founded it, and took that company to be a multi-billion-dollar company, Ray Kroc had an insane obsession with cleanliness. There are horror stories from employees at McDonald's back in the day who would get yelled at and berated by Ray Kroc for the smallest scratch on the floor, or the smallest oil stain or something that, you know, he said, clean it up, it's not good enough, it has to be even cleaner. And he had this obsession with cleanliness in his restaurants. And you might say, well, you know, cleanliness in McDonald's, how does that, you know, that's not why they were successful. But I'm going to tell you that it actually, that is why they were successful, because when you're a business owner, you have to have an obsession with excellence in your business. You have to raise the standards. You have to have something so good that people have never been seen anything like it before. You see, the world doesn't need more mediocre business people. We don't need more mediocre businesses. We don't need more mediocre service. I mean, how many times have you waited on the phone with some company for hours or half an hour or 20 minutes, even 5 minutes, just to talk to a person to get your problem solved? I mean, real entrepreneurs who understand how customers think and how to add value to customers are not going to do that. You see, if you take two phone companies, maybe like Verizon and AT&T, and honestly, I think both their customer service is absolutely horrible. But let's say one of them actually got it right, and they had customer service, and they said, you know what, here's what we're going to do. If you ever have a problem with anything whatsoever at any time, and you call us and you need help, we'll answer the phone in 60 seconds, and if we don't answer it in 60 seconds, you'll get, you know, a month free, or you'll get, you know, you won't have to pay, or something like that. If they made that promise to you, how many people would switch? I know I would switch. Right now I use Verizon. If AT&T made that promise, I would switch immediately, because I hate wasting time on the phone, trying to get someone to help me solve my problem. Now, that's just one problem in business, and your business might be totally different. But the idea permeates through it. No matter what business you have to have standards of excellence. You have to understand what your customers are willing to pay for when you make those standards, too, because, you know, let's say McDonald's all of a sudden, you know, said, you know, we're gonna have the most eco-friendly restaurants in the entire world. Well, you know, McDonald's customers don't care about eco-friendliness. They don't care about, you know, being green or whatever like that. I'm sure some of them do, but they're not gonna pay more for the hamburger just because McDonald's is more of a green company. So you have to choose, you know, what your customers actually value when you're setting your standards. So first of all, I want you to write down your notes in your journal. You know, where in your business are your standards lacking? You know, I was talking to my friend John the other day, and he owned this linen and laundry service company. And he said, you know, when I bought the company, the service sucked. And so what I did is I didn't try to improve the service. I said, hey, if they're used to shitty service, I'll just keep giving them shitty service. And his business didn't do very well. And that's why, because he didn't set higher standards. So what standards can you set? What standards can you raise in your business that your customers want? So the second question is, what standards do your customers actually value? What will they pay more for? So, for instance, McDonald's, you know, what do their customers pay for? Well, are they paying for the best burger in the world? No, McDonald's burgers taste kind of like shit. Now, some people like the burgers, but I mean, I think they're disgusting. And honestly, you eat enough McDonald's food, you're probably going to die. You're going to get obese, you're going to get some kind of heart disease or something like that. So it's not a good product. But the product is good enough that customers are willing to pay for it. So, you know, if you had a competitor at McDonald's, let's say Bob's Fast Food, and Bob said, you know, I'm going to give you everything McDonald's gives you, he said, I'm going to do it faster and it's going to be cheaper. Well, you'd say, well, everyone would go to Bob's, right? Well, then you go to Bob's and you order, you know, the number two value meal, and it's a dollar less than McDonald's, and instead of waiting for 3 minutes in the drive-thru, it's only done in 30 seconds, and you're like, oh my God, I love Bob's, it's so good. And then you open it up, and the burger's burnt, and, you know, all it is like this bun, it's like stale, and, you know, you need to like mold on the tomatoes, and you're like, what the fuck is this? I can't eat this. And why would you pay for that? Of course you wouldn't. Everyone would go back to McDonald's, right? So the idea is your standards have to be good enough that your customers are willing to pay for it. So what standards do your customers actually value? You know, for McDonald's, they value the product. Yes, it has to be a burger that's good enough, but the burger isn't what they're really paying for. I mean, if you look at the real value of McDonald's that they're adding, it's you know, convenience. You know you can go into McDonald's and in 5 minutes you know you're going to get some food. And it's cheap. You know, McDonald's has cheap prices. You're probably not going to pay any less for food anywhere else than McDonald's. Now, there might be some places that have similar pricing, but nothing's really much cheaper than McDonald's. So people really, they're paying for price and convenience. And you can't compete on price in business alone. McDonald's knows that. Every business who's successful knows that. So I'm not telling you to lower your prices to compete with everyone. But I'm saying you have to understand what your customers really value. So when it comes to McDonald's, customers really value the price. They really value the convenience. And, you know, the quality of the food is important, but they're not really paying for the quality of the food, if that makes sense. It's just good enough to get McDonald's in the game. People are really paying for convenience and price. So what are people really paying for in your business? You know, write that down. What do your customers really pay for? What do they actually value? Is it the price? Is it your service? Is it how fast you deliver it? Is it how well you do the job? You know, what are customers really paying for? And the third question is, how can you give your customers even more value in the areas that they want, that they value? So let's say you look at your business and you're really honest with yourself and you say, you know what, my product's good, but it's not really that much better than anyone else's product. But you know, the product, let's say it's something that needs a service often, or something that, you know, tends to go wrong with it. Let's say you're in like IT and you work through IT for small businesses or something like that, and you know, you sell the computers, you sell all the hardware, you sell all that stuff, but you know, your hardware and your computers isn't really better than anyone else's computers, right? But what you really offer that company is the service, right? I mean, they're really paying for the service, because if their IT system goes down, that could cost the company thousands or millions of dollars. So whether they're really paying for it, they're hiring you, they're paying for service. So if I was in that business, what I would say is, you know, screw the hardware. I mean, yes, I'm going to give them great hardware, I'm going to give them the best top-of-the-line hardware that they want, but I'm really going to focus on the service. I'm going to make sure that, you know, if their system goes down, I'm there, you know, in half an hour or less, someone's there working on the problem. I'm going to do everything I can to get that problem fixed right away. I'm going to do whatever I can to get that problem fixed right away so that customer is happy, so they don't lose money. Because that's what they really value. You know, if you're paying for IT help or IT support, you know, you don't care if, you know, you have the Pentium 7 or the Pentium 8. What you really care is, you know, is my IT working? Are my computer systems working? Is my network always up? So focus on what your customers really want and what they really value. And how can you give more value in the areas that they really want? Okay? Now the next question is, will your customers pay for that extra value? And they might not. So for instance, in the IT business, I'm guessing that in that business, there are some people who charge cheap prices and give shitty service, and some people who charge much, much higher prices and give much, much better service. And they can do that, they can charge much higher prices because the service is that much more valuable. You see, let's say I've got a company and, you know, one guy, IT guy, says I want $10,000 a month for service, and the other guy says I want $5,000 a month. But the guy who wants $5,000 a month, you know, the system goes down, you know, he doesn't bring in anyone out to fix the system till the next day, and then you've got a whole day where you've got, you know, your IT system is not working. Well, how much is that going to cost my business? It's going to cost me a lot more than $5,000 a month to have my system down for a day. So I'm going to pay the extra money to have the guy who's going to fix my system right away than the guy who's going to fix it the next day. You see what I'm saying? That value is so much higher that the customer will pay the extra price because it's worth more. Now, in your business, it may or may not be worth more for the customer for you to provide more value. But you should provide more value anyways. Even if You don't charge any more. You should provide more value to your customer and raise your standards to even higher if that's what they want. And even though you're not charging more for it, you're going to make a lot more money. Why? Because you're going to create lifelong customers. You're going to create raving fan customers. Let's talk about the IT business again. Let's say there's a guy who charges $5,000 a month, the same as everybody else. It's a low price in the industry. But, you know, he does such a good job that he's always there right away. He fixes every problem right away. There's never any waiting time. And, you know, his customers are like blown away. They're like, oh my God, I don't even know how I ran this business without you. Like, you fix everything right away. You're so damn good at it. Like I'm just blown away by that. You know, I'm gonna go tell, you know, I told all my friends in my networking group, you know, how good you are in my IT, and they all want to hire you. And that's what happens when you get that much value and your standards are that high. You get word of mouth marketing working for you instead of against you. You see, when you have raving fans who love you and love your service and are blown away by the value you add, you're going to have way more new customers because all your existing customers are going to be so happy that they're going to tell all their friends. And then if you ask for referrals as well, which you should be doing in your business, you should always be asking referrals. When you do ask for referrals, raving fans are going to give you a lot more referrals and a lot more quality referrals than just a customer who's like, you know, your service sucks, I'm not going to give you referrals. But if your service is great, they'll give you referrals. So focus on that. Even if your customers won't pay for the extra value, even if you can't raise your prices, still provide the extra value because it's worth it. It's going to grow your business. You have to be excellent to get rich in business. See, the goal is you want your customers to say, I'd be crazy not to do business with you. You know, I'd be crazy to buy IT help from anyone else. When you come in 30 minutes and fix it right away, I'd be crazy to buy it from anyone else. I don't care what they charge. I don't care if they charge a tenth of the price. It's not worth it to hire anyone else because you're so good at what you do. I have to hire you. That's what you want your customers to be saying. That's what you want them to be thinking. How can you get them to think that? How can you create those raving fan customers? Well, you do it by finding out what they value. You've got to understand your market. You've got to understand your industry. What do your customers really, really want? If you don't know off the top of your head what your customers want, what they're going to pay you the most for, then go find out. You need to go find out right away. You need to do the market research. You need to survey your customers. You need to ask them, what do they want more of? What do they really value? You know, when they're buying your product, is it the service they want? You know, what is the most valuable thing? You've got to focus on that. Because if you're focused on the wrong thing, on the wrong standards, then yeah, your business might be better than the competition, but you know, it's better to raise your standards any area you can, is what I'm saying. But if you raise your standards in an area that customers aren't willing to pay for, they don't really value, it's not going to do nearly as much. So for instance, like I said with McDonald's, I mean, if they raise their standards in their green and eco-friendly department, you know, they do more eco-friendly work, you know, so what? They're not going to make much more money from that. I mean, they might make a little bit from the PR of it, right? But, you know, should they focus on that, or should they focus on, you know, faster service, faster delivery? Well, if I was the owner of McDonald's, I'd say, hey, let's focus on faster delivery. Screw this eco-friendly thing. No one's going to pay for that. No one values that. So you've got to know what customers value. And you've got to set the standards of excellence in your business. And this is what separates mediocre entrepreneurs from successful entrepreneurs. You have to understand what your customers are willing to pay for, what they value, and you have to give them the best value for their money. Customers pay for value. They're not paying for your product. You have to understand that. If you're selling, like, you know, IT service, you know, they're not paying for the computers and the hardware and all that stuff. That's just like a given. They're paying for the service and that business. So in your business, what are your customers really paying for? Find that out right away. If you don't know, you have to find out right away. And then you can improve your business. Because until you know what your customers really want, you're just like playing pin the tail on the donkey. You know, you might just go out of business tomorrow because you're not giving your customers what they want. So give your customers what they want, find out what they want, raise your standards. You have to be excellent in business. Don't screw around. Don't just dabble in business. Don't be mediocre. Don't treat it like a hobby. This is a business. And a real business will pay you real returns if you focus on doing it right. So I hope that helps. I know these principles help me grow my businesses. You know, I just don't know. I mean, honestly, to be honest with you, when I first started business, I was mediocre. I didn't know what the hell customers wanted. I didn't follow up. I didn't return all my phone calls. I didn't return all the emails. I didn't provide good service. because, you know, it wasn't a big deal to me. I wasn't involved in it that much. I wasn't treating it like a business. I wasn't giving it everything I had. I wasn't raising my standards. I wasn't invested in it. But if you really want to get rich, and when I said, hey, I really want to get rich, change my standards. You have to change your standards if you want to get rich, if you want to be successful in business. You got to go all in. You can't just screw around. You got to be committed. You got to be committed to providing the best value you possibly can in the marketplace. And that's how you succeed in business. Because if you're not providing the best value in the marketplace to your customers, someone else will. Someone else will do better than you. And they'll take your business, and your business will fall. That's what happens. So if you want to be successful, raise your standards, find out what your customers want, go and give it to them. I know it sounds so simple, but it is simple. Problem is the execution. So I want you to go out, answer the questions, go back over your notes. What are your action steps? What's your first step you're going to take? What is the first thing you're going to do right now to improve your business, to raise your standards, to give your customers what they really want, to raise your value in the marketplace? What's your first step? Write that down and go do it. I'm wishing you even more success in your business. Have a great day. Take care.